Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Make noise for the cast of Bogan!
Love me a Bogan.
Do
I mean,
you?
Let's face it.
Because you're not one, you're looking at them from the
outside. The opposite, we're all a hair's breadth away. I'll still never ever forget when I was on my first cruise ship and I'm sitting around, I'm looking at all these guys in their trucker singlets and tats drinking beers going, look at these guys. And I look down and I'm in my trucker singlet and I'm drinking a beer. I am with my people and I will go to the buffet and get everything on one plate. Done.
Bogan is an Aussie word though, right?
Yeah.
So what's a word for it in Scotland?
Chav, but it's not really the same thing because they're more like... Yeah, their socioeconomic thing is different. So it's not like cashed up people who just like to get alcohol on the weekend. It's more people who like to dabble in drugs and wear tracksuits.
Oh, so like an esche almost?
Almost like an esche would be esche. Yeah. So, but there was something that occurred on the block and it's caused a furphy and a brouhaha. And I, for one, am here for it because for the first time ever in the block, Scotty Cam's actually doing a house with the contestants and he's renovating a house to have it at the end of the show.
Will that
as well.
For charity or just to get some sweet coin for himself?
He'll probably skim a bit.
I hope he goes over budget and then he has to rouse on himself. Yeah, he always goes in there and go, I'm cutting you off.
Yeah. I hope they hide some of his tools. Not that they do that on the show. But everyone's got a shed because they've got big properties out there. It's a tree change. And they panned up, very briefly, they panned up on the roof of his shed and he's got a skylight. But the skylight, there's 7 different skylights and they're all stars and they're in the shape of the Southern Cross. He's got the Southern Cross tattoo effectively on the roof of his shed. And if you're going to have a Southern Cross tattoo somewhere, surely on top of a shed is the place to be. But obviously Twitter blew up, got to say the Southern Cross in the shed roof, tacky AF, a Southern Cross skylight. I simply cannot. I'm done. Southern Cross skylights are so gross. Rah, rah. I personally think it's beautiful. I like it. It's beautiful, not Bogan.
Do you know where the word Bogan came from?
No.
I was just looking it up because they're saying that it didn't come around until the 1980s and that it first came from people that were unsophisticated people from remote outback places such as the Bogan River.
Oh.
Okay.
There you go.
Who knows? Because before that, they were saying you used to have like Dobbo from Dubbo. So it was like you'd, yeah.
Right. So you call it beautiful.
Yeah, I think so. It's a sign of a... It's on our flag.
It's on the flag.
It's on the flag. It's on the flag.
Yeah,
speaking of the flag, I got no problem if I'm driving through a neighbourhood and someone's got an Australian flag used as a curtain.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Or a bed sheet as a curtain.
Bed sheet as a curtain.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was just going to throw out those car seats. We may as well put them on the lawn. Do you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just going to go to waste. They're love seats.
I do like a porch couch.
You know, you get
to a certain, like it's
from
fine.
The side of the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine in your 20s, but then when you like venture into your 30s, everyone's like, oh, you got a couch on your porch. You're a Bogan. You're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, you want to know what? I picked it up on curbside pickup too.
Yeah.
So, you know, we used to be big in backyard couches.
Like in the dead center of the yard.
No, but somewhere in the backyard. Okay, you have a couch down there, one that you were just going to throw away. You whack it out in the back. You can even go to the front yard if you got a nice view out there.
13, 10, 60. Tell us what beautiful Bogan thing you've got. You think it's beautiful, but people say to you that it's Bogan.
You're like, not Bogan, beautiful.
Not Bogan, beautiful.
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 If anyone's got a Bundy rum bedspread... I will kneel to you.
They'd be busy, Maddie.
Hey, Courtney, what have you got that is beautiful and not Bogan?
My partner has just finished a beautiful bar that got a tin around it, and he's finished it off with BD flags to hide all the junk underneath it.
I salute him. Yeah.
You don't drink BB.
I do.
Oh, yeah. You do. Okay.
I'm the one.
Does he, Courtney?
That's all he drinks. He will not drink anything else because no one else drinks it. Mm-hmm. So he will leave it everywhere and he knows he's got it there when he comes back.
Yeah. Take it to a party.
Yeah.
You're getting it back. Yeah. I went to the bottle shop and I bought a carton of VB and the guy's like, oh, you're the one. I'm like, well, you stock it.
Yeah.
Don't mock me for buying a product you have in your shop.
Oh, defensive.
Well, you know. VB makes me angry. Anthony is out in the switch where Maddie's going to be walking next week, 50K with a 10K vest on. What have you got that's beautiful, not Bogan?
Yeah, g'day, mate. I've got a VY Commodore that I paid $200 for with 6 months rego. I saved from the scrap heap.
That's just That is a steal. And that thing will go for another 30 years.
Well, is it still going?
Yeah, mate. And you know, it's a Holden. It's an Aussie icon. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Mm-hmm.
Would have gone up more since they've pulled out of racing.
Yeah. Is it sitting on your lawn, though, and you're only mowing around it, or the grass underneath is really long?
No, it gets driven every day, but everyone calls me a bogan.
That's good. You know, you see those cars and they just sit there and they just let it all fester underneath.
Mm-hmm. Love beautiful. Stacey and Kirby, we're talking beautiful, not bogan. What have you got?
Hi, good morning. When I met my partner, he was a single guy living on his own and he had an Esty as a coffee table.
Yeah, he did.
In his lounge room.
Yep. I still swear by that. Don't knock a lounge room Esky. It is fantastic.
No, but the worst thing was that he didn't have any cups except those free Macca's cups that kind of tilt over.
Yeah, the tilty
not
ones.
Not only did we have an Esky as a coffee table, but we had those tip over Macca's cups to put on it. So,
spoiling you.
Yeah.
Must
but
mean true
he
love.
Was with me, so, you know.
Well, that's the thing, Stacey. You're judging him for his behaviour then, but then you let him move in with you.
No, I'm not judging him. I love him.
13, 10, 60. What have you got that is beautiful and not bogan?
JT in Parkridge, what you got?
Oh, mate, I have. I found three stumps that I was going to turn into artwork, and I've carved them into a VB bottle, a Tui's new bottle, and a 4X bottle.
You're brilliant. What do you do for work to be able to do the wooden sculptures?
Wooden sculptures, they're painted, they're beautiful. I keep getting told that they're a nuisance, but I've had people offer thousands of dollars for them because they want them for their bars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're as Australian as Scotty Kim's skylight.
Yeah, they are. So you've got a side hustle. What do you, Abs, ask what you did for a living?
Oh, I don't do woodwork, but, you know, after a few VBs or a few Tui's News and an orbital sander, I can do anything.
Well, Maddie's just finished his man cave. I reckon a wooden Tui's New bottle would be perfect in there, Maddie.
Well, it's about 5'4" and about, you know, a metre and a half wide. So these were pre-stumps. After you got the curvature of the curve, you don't want to make it too small.
No, JT, what you've effectively got there is a totem pole.
I reckon I could stack them on top of each other and make a weird totem pole.
Yeah.
But now that I'm living in Queensland, I think I need to make a great northern one.
Yes. Mm.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It's just a mail! What the Rock is cooking!
Dwayne Johnson.
To understand me, you gotta understand where I came from.
Everybody loves The Rock, but someone loves The Rock more than anybody else. A local Australian artist, her name is Danielle Weber, and she's actually just returned from a whirlwind trip of New York, where she has done something that is fantastic, and she joins us on the show now. Danielle Weber, good morning.
Good morning, team. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, your besties with The Rock. Can we start with how all that came about?
So about 8 years ago, he saw a piece that I did on Instagram and gave me a huge shout out, and I basically just did a piece of him and his mum to say thank you, which he still owns and his mum has up in her house.
Aww.
And I guess we've sort of just kept in touch since, and he's been a huge support. And yeah, I didn't think I'd end up in New York for this reason, but he, yeah, obviously has a lot of trust in me to deliver. So it's been a crazy experience, I guess, to say the least.
It says something about how brilliant you are as an artist, because no celebrity is going to reach out and say thank you if it's a bad drawing of
them.
That's true. Because that's, hey, so you do a lot of celebrities. Yeah. And put it up, and I guess you tag them in the photo. So that's how we first reached out.
Yeah, it was back when Instagram was a little bit easier to navigate, I guess. And he saw it through there and said, oh, thank you, looking forward to meeting you one day. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And so I basically just did that piece to say thank you. And of course, like, this opportunity was a huge way to say thank you as well. Because, you know, he's the busiest man in the world and he doesn't have to support like that. The fact that he does is huge.
So how you ended on the trip to New York, you were going to paint another photo for him and he was like, no, you need to come onto the red carpet?
So he came up with the idea at the start of the year and said, I have this idea for my new movie, Black Adam. I want you to do this piece. And I was like, okay, that's great. Easy. I'll jump on a flight and just deliver it and do a U-turn, go home. But he, of course, had bigger plans. He's like, wake up, D, I've got an idea. I want you to present this to me on the black carpet in New York City, Times Square, at the World Global Premiere.
Wow.
In front of thousands of people. So,
silly question. Does he play for flights?
I covered my flights. They did look after me in terms of accommodation.
Yeah. Okay. It's a bad question. I don't know. I mean, do you walk in and you go business class?
Do you message The Rock and say, can you chip in some cab vouchers for me, please?
Can you cover my drivers?
I mean, no, something like this, to have this worldwide coverage must have been huge for you, I guess, in terms of a lot of people now reaching out.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a bit of a whirlwind. Huge in a sense that I think a lot of artists have reached out to and said, oh, my God, this is crazy. Mm. You know, I don't want to follow my dreams because it's so hard to make it as a creative. And I've seen this and you've made me really want to continue. So I think it's huge on so many different levels. Mm. That's definitely a greater message. But, yeah, I think The Rock is, you know, one of the biggest superstars in the world at the moment for so many reasons. So still pinching myself, definitely.
Because you're BFFs, when we want to chat to The Rock, can we go through you?
Yeah, just hit me up and we'll all slide into DMs and have send some cute voice notes. He loves a voice memo.
Okay. Oh, see, I was talking about this morning. I love The Rock. Yes. I don't know if anyone dislikes him, but voicemails.
I said that to him. Mm. I said, I said, you are so loved in Australia. I don't think I've ever heard one bad word about you. Mm. You know, he's just such a lovable person. He
do
really
voice notes, though? Because Abby hates voice notes. But if The Rock voice notes you, you let that slide.
Yes, but I'd only be annoyed if he has it so that you can't replay it. You know how some people do that? Like,
no,
it's just a one-off?
Yeah,
no, you can replay on Instagram. So the scary thing about a voice note is you do it and then it sends and you're like, you've got no, you know, it is quite daunting. Especially The Rock.
And if you make a mistake, if you know, like, if you're doing a voice note and someone walks in and goes, what are you doing? And they start talking in the background.
And you can't send another one after going, oh my God, I'm so sorry about that.
I've unsend a few. I will give a little insight that you can unsend, and I have done that a few times.
Right. Okay. And it's not just The Rock. You've had a stellar career. You've painted a heap of other people, Queen, the band, Arnold Schwarzenegger. When you paint these people, do they sit for you? Or, I mean, you presented Arnold's to him at his charity function, but do they sit for you, or do you take a picture of them and then present them the picture after and they don't see it until then?
I wish I could. They could sit for me. Generally, I'm working with photographers or old references and sort of piecing them together, but that is something that I want to do. Have people sit for me because I think it's so much more powerful to do that as an experience. But yeah.
Ever had someone say, I don't like that?
No, not yet. That's a great question.
It's like a haircut
or maybe
you don't say
have
to the hairdresser.
Back, but they haven't told me.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, it's an amazing, amazing painting. We'll put it up on our Instagram, B105 Brisbane. It's a huge painting, but it's actually just the life size rock.
Yeah, true.
It really is. Yeah, he's probably bigger than it still.
He's a unit. Danielle, how amazing. You can check out your artwork on Instagram too, Danielle's artwork. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you, Abby, Seb, and Matt. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105. His boots are made for walking, and that's just what he'll do.
One of these days, Matt, his boots are gonna walk 50Ks for charity. Next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It is on. I will say I woke up this morning, and I felt my first bit of nervousness.
Okay.
The butterfly.
Yeah.
It's just walking. You can do that.
Yeah.
1 foot after the other.
You've done it since you were 6 months old or a year old when we were.
I don't know. Check with mum.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a 10 kilogram vest, walking 50 Ks from here to Ipswich, trying to raise money for Top Blokes, which is a charity that works with young men, bettering themselves and young men's mental health. Excuse me. And, of course, we're asking for donations throughout it because we're trying to raise $50,000, which is the end goal. And I thought I'd just take a moment this morning because we're hearing lots of stories from people sharing why this is important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the real inspiration that got me wanting to jump on board when they approached me to be part of it was 12 months ago on Sunday. My cousin committed suicide.
As in this Sunday just gone?
Sunday just gone. Yeah, yeah. And he was a couple of years younger than me.
How old was he?
He was 32.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad about that, not just because he had lost his life, but because he was from my dad's side of the family.
Mm.
And after my dad passed away, you know, people grow up and they go on with their own lives and everything. We kind of lost a bit of touch with my dad's side of the family. You know, he had he has three brothers, and a sister, and you know, we're a breeding family, so we've got plenty of cousins to catch up. But I felt like when I found out that news, you know, you lose someone who you haven't seen in a long time, and then you feel really stupid that you didn't stay in touch.
I feel like you always take cousins for granted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you always go, if it's not for your parents organising a catch up, then you don't do and you always feel like they're going to be around.
Yeah, you know, and we saw each other at grandma's birthday, you know, once every year and, you know, stayed in touch on Facebook and things like that. Mm. But something that is like positive that's coming out of it is his older brother, who's same thing I just see once every so often. This walk has got us talking.
Yeah.
And he's going to do the whole walk with me on Thursday for his brother.
Hope you get along.
Oh, well, I don't know because we haven't talked to him.
You've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
Wow, that's lovely.
How's he coping? Because your cousin had kids, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been really, really hard for him because his dad also passed away a few months from cancer after his brother had died. So, you know, the men on my side of the family were... We're shitheads for a better word because we don't stay in touch properly with each other.
Mm.
We only reach out when there's something bad or whatever. Not because we don't get along, but just because the men, our parents before us and before them were men who didn't talk, you know, they just got on with it. So for me, this is such an important message to encourage boys and men to speak to each other, even if it is just a text message like, hey, mate, I hope you're all good. And that sort of thing. And there was something with Damien. We spoke to Damien a couple of days ago. He talked about his son, Cooper, who he lost to suicide. And he said something in there that I hope everyone who's going through a tough time or whoever hits a bit of a bad patch remembers. And he said, if there's one person that you love or one person that you think loves you, don't go through with it, you know. Because that the devastation that you'll leave behind there. And so for this walk, I want this walk to be about people who might think to themselves, there is no one. I don't have anyone. There's no one I care about. I want to show that we actually care about them and that the reason we're doing this walk is, yes, for the money, but to show people that there are strangers out there who would actually care. You know, there's people who love you and who want to support you and who think that you matter. There's never a point in your life where you will ever come to where someone will not care whether you're on the earth.
On top of the caring as well, I feel like a lot of men are scared of emotions. Like in all honesty, I think that men are not used to dealing with it from a young age. So they're scared of being angry. They're scared of being depressed. They're scared of jealousy of everything. And I think because you bottle it inside, the thoughts of it is far worse than whether you're going to express it. And I think that's the biggest thing is teaching boys how to express it, that there's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with, I guess, getting it out in the open and having other men listen to it. So it's also not just being able to speak up and know that there's guys to care, but it's actually being better at listening. Because it's always a thing of going, oh, you'll be right. Cheer up.
And I feel like for men, although we may not want to admit it, you know, we get told by our wives and our mums and everything like that, we get told from them that they love us and they care about us. But I feel, and I don't know if you feel the same way, Stav, if a mate or another man says that they're proud of you or that they love you.
It has a lot more weight to it, yeah.
The impact is huge.
Then why don't you say it to each other?
I say to you. Oh, all
no,
the time,
no, 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 you guys.
But like, I mean, like, we can do it now.
But why don't you say it to friends?
I don't know. I think we feel silly doing it when we shouldn't.
So, what, expressing vulnerabilities?
Well, there would be a bit of that, I guess, yeah.
Because I hope that the younger generation, not saying anything, but I hope that we are more tolerant of people expressing vulnerabilities. You know, like I'd never ever say to my kids, like it would be absolutely crazy to say to my kids, come on, mate, like man up, don't cry. That you like, you just would never, I would never even think about that. But I know that future, you know, generations.
Yeah. And I can think back, you know, of men who've impacted my life in real positive ways. And I remember them very fondly. And that's why this is so important to me and to us as a show to do this. So If you would like to donate to be part of this, we're chasing $50,000 because it is going to save thousands of lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Thousands.
Laura and Ormo, you'd like to donate?
Hello. Yes, I would.
How much would you like to give Maddie?
$150, please.
Beautiful. Thank you, awesome. Laura.
What's your business, by the way, Laura? Give it a shout out.
Hair by Laura.
Mm, who does most of the cutting there?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, right.
Laura, that is that money goes to putting one boy into one of these programs in a school.
I don't ever have to experience this because, I've had a few people in my life that happened to, and I couldn't imagine what they've gone through, having to deal with that for the rest of their life. So I just hope that, when my son grows up, that they are aware that they can talk to people. There is people they can talk to and that they can come to their parents and that.
So. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, Laura.
Absolutely. And they're hearing a lot of that. You know, there's people who have young boys who have donated and they've said, I'm doing this for my boy, know, and my kids. Mm-hmm. So it's really important.
Deb and Carindale, you don't have a donation, but you've got something even more important. You've got a suggestion for Maddie.
I absolutely do. I heard about your chafing issue yesterday.
Yeah. And all of Brisbane knows about is chafing issue.
Yes, well, I've got a brilliant solution for you. Mm-hmm. I work at Rebel and we have this amazing product called Body Glide.
Yeah.
And you can use it for your legs, your nipples, anything like that. And it's like a little stick, like those little
deodorants.
Sticks you use, like deodorant one.
Yeah.
And you can put it on anywhere. And it's absolutely brilliant. People use it for marathons, all sorts of stuff. And it's just amazing.
All right, well, I'll definitely get one, Deb. But can I clarify? I don't have a chafing issue at present. I'm scared I may get a chafing.
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
I apologise about that. You don't want to have a chafing issue.
No. Prevention is better than cure, right, Deb?
Yeah, absolutely. So this will prevent you from having it. Yeah. People swear by it. And once they've used it, they never go without Body Glide.
Right. You ever had it? It's not great.
I haven't had it, but the people that come in, they say it's the worst thing and you just can't go without it. And you'll need that because we sell those 10 kilo vests and I totally admire you for wearing those because they're heavy. I mean, when I sell them, I tell people to gradually increase the weight. Mm. So kudos to you for going 50Ks with one of those on.
Thank you. Thank you, Deb. I appreciate
it's
that.
It's an amazing cause.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so. Well, we've got to protect those nipples, Maddie.
You've had a big concern for my nipples, which I appreciate.
Honestly, you haven't experienced pain like it.
When did you get chafing in your nipples?
When I did a long walk, not as much as Maddie. I certainly didn't have a weight vest. We were at a party in the middle of nowhere and we ran out of alcohol. So we walked from, it was almost like Chandler to Carindale.
And
jeans.
How did your nipples get? Oh, so it wasn't nipples, right?
Yeah, okay. Mm.
You don't know where my nipples are.
I've got one of my good mates who's calling through here, from a great place, Lawn Pride, where I get all my gear from. Rusty, good morning.
Hello, guys. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good. I'm afraid because as I say, good mate.
Mate, listening to you before, you can hear the emotion, in and around the cause of what you're doing, and I'm the same. I've got a young boy, Diesel, and I think what you're doing, mate, is I am proud of you, raising these funds and awareness, not only for now, but for generations to come.
Mm.
It does, it touches you. And, I could hear it in your voice. And, mate, we've become close over time. Mm. And, you know my background and where we are, Lawn Pride, small family-owned Australian business, just delivering the goods to people and everything like that. And on behalf of Lawn Pride and myself, mate, I'd like to chip in $2,000.
Wow.
To your cause.
You're a legend.
Mate, all I want from you is I want to see you out there on the weekend in your Lawn Pride gear, mowing your lawn. hey, in a mankini, how's that?
No, I'm not.
You said there
Nobody
was
Nobody wants
no,
that, Rusty.
We asked your limits and you said there is none.
No, that, well... I don't want my
manicured lawn, manicured self. It goes hand in hand.
You can borrow mine.
It'll be too big.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, I appreciate that so much. That's a massive amount of money. Thank you. Thank you,
mate,
very much.
I think what you're doing in regards to top blokes and lifting the load, I think resonates with everybody. Mm. And we're more than proud of you and happy to be involved by donating that, you know, 2K for your cause and help you get to that $50,000, mate.
Good on you, Legend. Appreciate it so much. And I must say to the guys at Lawn Pride, check out their website, lawnpride.com.au. They are the sole reason that the turf is green. They've got the goods. So thank you to everyone who is donating. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. If you can jump on our Instagram page, search B105 Brisbane. The link is there.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Love Island, Australia.
Monday night, Love Island. It is premiering at 6 p.m. Check it out on 9 now. The host, the lovely Sophie Monk. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you going?
You beautiful lady. Set in Spain is where the show. Can you give us any Spanish that you can speak?
No. I tried a bit, but I went, no, they don't care, and they'd rather you not try.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my accent always cuts through, so they're not even sure what I'm saying anyway.
I always remember, you want to wake up with Cameron Diaz and you want to go to bed with Noches. So it's Buenas Noches and it's Buenos Dias for morning.
Oh, okay, yep. Right. Okay. Yep.
That's how I have to remember it.
But you're done now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a few mates that work on the show and they love it.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do?
One's a director.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know the director? Mm-hmm. Oh, look at me testing you. Like, what's his name?
What is
his
name? Marty.
Oh, is he the director?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you not know who he is?
Oh, I should. So I just think, yeah.
that one.
No, it's so good this year, though. It's like, there's so many, like, twists and turns that you, I was even going, you can't do that. Like, oh, my God. But it's, like, it's very entertaining. Like, I used to knock off at, like, 9 p.m. and I'd sit there till 12 by choice just watching the screens in the control room.
How good. You're hosting all this television, so if you're very busy doing that, and you did release new music recently as well. Will we ever see you back acting? You did a fair bit of that when you're in LA.
I don't know how it works. Like, I think you need an agent for acting. And, I mean, I'd love to if it's the right role. But, I mean, my job's pretty sweet and so much easier just being yourself than learning lines. Like, the amount of movies I've done where they're like, can you learn your lines? And, like, there was one scene where this guy, I mean, obviously this wasn't an A-grade movie, he had, like, a gag ball in his mouth and he was tied up and he was freezing and I couldn't get the lines out and he just spat it out and he was like, fuck right out loud. Yeah, so it's not, they don't love me.
Yeah, right.
To be fair, so learning your lines is, like, the only thing you have to do.
Yeah, but it's also really, like, can't you have an earpiece like you do on TV?
Like, Bruce Willis does now. Yeah.
Do you have an earpiece
for
this?
Johnny Depp does. Yes, I do. Yeah. Because the mechanics, they've got to tell me, you know, this is, and it's quite serious when it gets down to it if someone's going home or who's going to win.
Mm. Yeah,
right. Actually, the public vote for the winner. So, they get to vote for it this year.
That is a talent, though, when you're talking when you've got an earpiece, because I used to do it for the weather and sometimes you can hear in the control room, but they leave their mics on and I could hear them having an argument and swearing and it was live TV and I was just like, you feel like you're eavesdropping to a conversation that you're like, oh, I want to hear this. But at the same time,
that's so unfair on you. They shouldn't have done that.
As long as you didn't realise it and thought it was for you. So they're like, you're like, the weather in Dubbo will be, yes, bastard.
With me and an earpiece, I actually repeat a word before, like a word behind. I can't read an auto cue, but I'm really good with the earpiece. So if they were swearing at me, I'd just say it. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And Idol's coming back as well. You know, you're one of the originals of reality TV music groups.
A singing comp.
Yeah. I think that was actually even before Idol, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah. I think they even tried to sue Idol for copying, but it wasn't really similar. It was similar.
Most successful.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, it was really good. And I think nostalgia, like now people have grown up and their kids, they probably want their kids to watch it. I reckon it might do all right.
Because it was always about finding the best talent. And that's why I say, like, the most successful and the people that made it towards the end had the biggest career. While a lot of it, I think, has been about making quality TV, forgetting that
more about the judges.
Yeah.
But I hope they do so. I love the people who are really bad. Mm. Remember they had a good run? And they even became as famous for that short period as the people who won it.
But that's the best, the auditions, when you go, like you're singing at home and your mum's gone, go get him. And you're like, who is telling you to go and audition and sing in front of on national TV? It's pretty ballsy.
Well, this looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Love Island, Monday night, 9 now. So you can catch up on that thing whenever you want, right?
Yeah, whenever. That's where the numbers come. Digital, the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're told that all the time, which is great.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean that personal.
No, we get it. Last time you'll be on the show, so.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get you on the digital one. So.
Yes, we've got a podcast. Yeah.
At least I know a director.
Do you?
Nice to chat, Soph.
Thank you, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. The new Suzuki S-Class is here. The more you look, the more you like. See Suzuki QLD for details. B105's 50K Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks you up. Alpha Bucks you up. Break it down.
Tomorrow's the big day.
It's huge. It's going to be massive. And I love it when we do this, when we give someone money that will literally change their life. $50,000 for 50K Alpha Bucks. Yes, and we've done all sorts of things in preparation for this. We've talked to a mind coach who taught us all about belly breathing. That seemed to be the sticking point for that one.
Then you focus on it. You realize how much you hold your breath throughout the day.
Yes, indeed. And we always say 30 seconds on the clock. And I think when people play at home and they're in their car and it's all chill, they're not playing for money and they just go, yeah, sure. But when you say 30 seconds on the clock and you hear that ticking, you hear the tickety-tickety-tickety getting faster and faster and faster. You freak out. Yeah. Slowly. Getting bigger. Sounds like we're about to start watching 60 Minutes.
It's the 60 Minutes clock, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, I think we hired it for the day to record it.
So we did the 60 Minutes clock and used it for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm Tara
Brown. It
was a bad
deal. We did overpay.
I'm Liz Hayes. I'm Peter Harvey. This is 60 Minutes. Anyway, it's a long time. But... well, even when you notice that, it is a long time. And so we Googled around and we've come up with a list of things that you can do or things that occur in 30 seconds. Because it's always that thing, like if you were doing something fun and you had 30 seconds to do it, it would go by in a shot. But if someone was, say, you know, putting bamboo shoots up your fingernails, that 30 seconds feels like a very long time. You know, it's all relative. It's all relative.
It's like if you almost have a car accident, you know, when it does
it goes in slow motion.
And then you have that adrenaline after where you're like, oh, I can't believe.
Well, I think this one might be higher for some people in this studio, but you will have, in 30 seconds, 25 random thoughts. Well, you're thinking about it.
It's really hard to monitor that.
It
though,
is.
Isn't it? Like how.
Yeah.
I guess someone would have to sit there with a clicker, and every time they went, I wonder if Dopey's the happiest dwarf. Click. This is lovely. Abs, you'll like this one. Every 30 seconds, 58 people around the world
fall in love.
Say I do.
Yep.
And then straight after that, 129 babies will be born in the next 30 seconds.
How many?
129.
Around the world?
Mm.
I thought it would have been higher than that.
87 million were made in 30 seconds.
How so?
It's just quick and easy to do.
There are 90 million things Googled. 90 million things
what?
Googled in 30 seconds. Yeah.
Far out.
104,000 people will update their status. 14 million likes will be given and 200 new people will sign up to Facebook in that 30 seconds. When do people
200,
sleep?
Did you say, will sign up to...
200 new people will sign up to Facebook every 30 seconds.
Wow.
Yep. Jeff Bezos will make $75,000 in the next 30 seconds. Someone press pause.
Excuse me while I cancel my Amazon purchase.
Isn't that horrendous? I mean, good for him. He's worked hard for
So we're essentially turning someone into Jeff Bezos tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, $50,000, bang. You're just like Jeff Bezos.
Slightly under. 300 lightning bolt strikes will hit the ground every half a minute. Around that's globally, obviously. Apple makes $35,000 every 30 seconds. Samsung makes $27,000 every 30 seconds.
Which is proof iPhone is better than Android.
And two opposites of the spectrum. A cheetah, the fastest animal in the world, can sprint half a mile in a minute.
How many kilometres is half a mile?
Oh, well, it'd be about
Do you want me to Google and add to that stat?
Yes.
Okay. How many kilometres in a mile? Are you just pausing to pretend you know?
No, I'm trying to think of the movie Speed, where if the bus went under 50 k's, blew up, then that equated to 88 kilometres an
1.4.
hour. 1.4. So perfect, there you go. Was that nailed it? nailed it.
I know what you do. You just like until the answer comes out.
Oh, I got that. And so, and going the other way, a tortoise will move 8 meters, and a snail will move 38 centimeters in 30 seconds.
Which doesn't sound like a lot to us, but to them, it probably feels like a really big distance.
You're kidding? That's a Nullarbor plane. He's like, where the hell
am I? I'm in a new time zone.
Oh, my God. At least I got my house.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Well, I met you at
Blood Bank. Blood donors do give the gift of life.
We all went and donated blood yesterday. Stav, it was your first time.
It was. I got a sticker.
You were nervous.
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous, but shouldn't have been. It was all a breeze. But yes, I'd always said that it was something that I would have done if I could, but because of mad cow disease in the UK, that was a proviso that you could not give blood. But they changed that this year, so I went along.
You were kind of like, oh, because that's been your excuse for so many years, rightly so. Mm-hmm. But every time I go, can you come with me? You'd be like, I can't.
I can't. I'd love to.
I'd love to.
I'd really would.
And I was like, you can.
Well, I better then.
I did,
but no, I would give blood. I think it's one of those things that's it's an easy thing to do for the benefit that it gives as well. You know, I went down. We had some party pies, a popper, and sat in a chair for like it was so fast. It was the other thing.
You were
like,
the fastest.
Yeah, mine
actually.
Just pumped out. It was a real gusher.
You're a bleeder.
Yeah, yeah.
8 minutes. I said to the lady, how long? She said it takes about 8 minutes to bleed you.
Longer if you do plasma. So plasma is about 45 minutes. And normally, they would look at your veins, and once you've donated a few times, they'd say, "Would you like to do plasma?" Yeah. But now you can do plasma straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've got good veins.
Do you? Let's have a look.
She had that problem.
Yeah. No, we got matching. Yeah, there you go.
Easy to find.
And then you will find out what blood type you have as well. So in Australia, you can donate blood 4 months after getting a tattoo now, because you know how it sort of changes, but you can still do plasma as well. How many litres of blood do you think is in the human body? Because everyone's like, how much blood are you taking? You're taking litres? And they're like, no, not that much.
I know it's 7 pints, but I don't know what that translates to in litres.
I know I'm wrong, but I've the first number that came to my head was 23 litres.
23 litres.
But I feel like I've gone way
maybe
too high.
Maybe you actually have more blood when you're pregnant. Isn't that weird?
I guess you've got your blood and the baby's blood.
You're saying 3.9 litres is what Stav said?
I'd say 4.2.
Correct. No, incorrect. 5 litres.
5 litres.
Yeah, 5 litres.
I wasn't far.
This is what I always find interesting, that like 1 in 3 Aussies will need blood products at some point in their life.
Right.
Have you guys ever?
No, I've never needed them, thankfully.
Well, how's this? 1 in 3, that's me.
Yay. Hey. Statistics work.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I had plasma throughout my middle pregnancy, and I don't know if Jagger would have made it if we didn't.
Wow.
And you think there and you're sitting there when it's like going in, just going, wow, like strangers have donated so that my bubs can survive. So that's why I always think I'll pass it on. And my mum needed blood transfusions quite urgently. We'd have to go to hospital and she'd have to have it.
Wow.
But I was saying, I used to think that people died so that she could have it, because she's like, oh, strangers have donated this. And I'm like,
and yet you still sent me yesterday.
That it was like a heart or a kidney.
I was five, Stav. I was five. And they talk about what blood type you have as well, which I always find so interesting. So O positive, which I think you are, Maddie, you and I are.
No, I found out yesterday I'm A positive. I thought I was an O, but I think maybe because it's the special one, I just chose
No, it's not special, Matthew.
Oh, isn't it?
No. So it's the most common, which is why it's most needed, if that makes any sense. So 38th population. Yeah. And it's different in different countries. In Australia, that is the most popular. So that's why you need to donate.
Well, that's why I would say that's special, if it's the most needed.
No, the most special, which I always go, ooh, is O negative, which I think is Hayley.
I am O negative,
How did everyone find out? I didn't find out yesterday.
Because they've all donated before. You've got to wait, Stav, okay? This is your first time.
It was my first time.
Once you get that little badge, okay? That's 7% of the population in Australia, but they are the universal one, so they can donate to anyone.
Okay.
So if you don't know their blood type and people are like, I need blood so much, they'll give them O negative.
O negative.
Yeah. A positive you are?
Yeah.
32% of the population, so there you go.
Nice.
And A negative is only 6% in Australia.
An interesting thing
AB there is as well, 4%, and AB negative. Sorry, I didn't want to miss that.
Yeah. The lady at the blood bank yesterday was saying, because we were joking about people going there on first dates.
Oh, yeah.
And she was telling me there was a girl a couple of weeks ago who was donating blood before she went on a date.
Right.
And it was across the road from the cafe where she was meeting this guy. So she was at the window where, Abby, you were donating.
Oh, at Starbucks. Was she having a date there?
The guy was waiting at Starbucks for her while she was donating blood.
Wow. You can see it, yeah.
But they were all looking, going, oh, he's cute.
Ah. What are
you? Well, I find it so amazing that you had to do like the little prick so you know your blood count, you know, I guess, so you can see your iron.
Hemoglobin.
Yeah, but they're saying that a lot of people will get called after saying, hey, you might need to go to the GP because there's abnormalities, and they found out their illness through donating blood, so it's actually saving lives.
Wow. Mm. There you go.
Waiting for the call, Steph.
Waiting for the call.
Are you a regular now, though? Is this this new you?
I'll go back, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, that was the other thing that you find the competition in amongst the community, because there is like a community of people that go. And there was a guy that we chatted to, lovely man. He's trying to crack the 50s at 34.
Yes, he was amazing.
I was only overhearing this. I wasn't involved in the conversation. Wasn't there some dude who's 600?
Yeah, there was a guy. I was opening the one down Springwood. And he's doing his 600, and he's got all these badges in a suitcase, and he was saying that back when he was in the army, it was compulsory.
Of course.
Forced donations.
The best kind.
Well, one blood donation is needed every 18 seconds, so search Give Blood and book your donation with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood today.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
So, live in Barton, and I don't know about you guys are pretty close to your neighbours, like spatially, I mean, not like friendship-wise.
No, friendship-wise and spatially.
Yes, but I was asking, like, the house is close to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, next door.
Yeah. We're kind of the same. Like, we abut against each other. The walls are pretty. You could reach out and touch their walls.
Oh, the houses. Mm. Right. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I was thinking, can you hear them if they're having an argument, your neighbours?
Well, the ones down the back, actually, yeah, they like to project. they really do.
And Stav and Kat will enjoy this. Let's be louder, babe.
Well, one of them sits on the phone in the backyard because it is a lovely backyard. But yeah, does yell at the phone. Does yell at the phone. And last night, my daughter and wifey went to meditation. They go to a meditation class on Wednesdays that my mum runs. And
wow. I didn't know your mum was into meditating.
Yeah, and then they do a activity. One activity was everyone brought a photo or something of a relative, and you'd hold that and see what reading you could get off of it and things like that. So all that
spiritual
stuff.
And you gone as well?
Because, no. And
that's your alone time?
Yeah. Well, that's right. It is my alone time, Maddie. So, yeah, I was sitting on my back deck, and I just... You know, when you look at the TV, you're like, there's nothing I want to watch. I'm actually just going to chill. I'm just going to sit there. I sat on my back deck and in darkness, in the dark with my Shiraz gin, just unwinding after a hard day's graft. And my neighbours were out on their back deck and they were chatting. And it was just a regular conversation. But I realised about halfway through that I was actively listening. I was, you know, I was involved in this conversation. And I was like, well, this is... nice to hear how they all get along and, well, they've got bills to pay and whatnot.
What were they saying?
Oh, it was just sort of general chit-chat. You know, have you got that? The dog's got to get let out this morning. I'm going away. Rah-rah, you get all that. It was, you know, a general chit-chatty conversation. Nothing salacious.
The neighbours are as boring as I am. Excellent.
Yay. But then I thought, because I'm sitting in the dark, right? And I think, well, if I get up, it's going to seem weird that I've been here the whole time and they hear like me getting up and walking into that, like I'm actively sneaking. Like now I've been found out and I'm actively extracting myself from the situation. Do I just sit here until they go inside and then I can leave?
So they can see you perfectly well from where you are?
They can't see me very well. But if I got up, they would know that I was there.
Okay. Yeah.
they would be like...
So you have to get up right at the start of the conversation or not at all?
Or, yeah... know that you're going to be there for a while and get the popcorn ready and hope it turns salacious.
Or commit and join in the conversation, put your 2 cents in.
Yeah. Well, you sometimes hear, because you've heard your neighbours and...
Yeah. Well, because their back deck is right beside our window.
Yeah, you can pretty much wave to them.
Yeah. And so I know when Esther and I have a blue in the kitchen...
Do you ever go like, let's take this downstairs, but they can't?
They'd still hear it.
You should make a fight room. like an old drum room with the eggshells. Like, come on, into the fight room. We'll sort this out. I don't want them hearing. But then something occurred and just stupid, but I didn't have a choice. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, oh, you know, it's fine. I'll leave when they go and everything will be okay. And then his wife sneezed and I just...
No, you didn't.
Straight away. I didn't even think, Maddie. It was just like, she, bless you. And they're like, what? Picked up everything, slowly went into their house, shut the door.
Cat's home, cat sneezed too. Oh my God.
To be fair, at least I'm polite.
Oh. No, there's a whole online thing saying that you should allow the husband to always say bless you first.
Oh.
So apparently you're cutting in.
Oh.
Yeah, so you should wait. It's kind of like the hip hip in a birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't jump in?
No. Well, no. I didn't even give him the time. You know me and bless yous, I like to jump on it. I'm a fan of them and I don't like it when I don't get one, so I'm always the first to offer up one. So, and it just, yeah, achoo, bless you, cha!
You should now get a sneeze on your back deck and see if you get one back.
That's true. Otherwise, I'll have to move.
Yeah.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.